There's been lots of meetings, campaign meetings at various locations in different communities around the town. Lots of posters on trucks and posted on buildings telling people about candidates that are standing and what their policy platforms are. There's been some engagement in the media, some advertising on radio, and I'm not sure about TV and in the newspapers. So it's been a very active period. There's been a lot going on, pretty much as we would normally expect around election time. It is something that people tend to get quite involved in at all levels, right down to the community level.
Has there been any suggestion of impropriety at all, or has it all seemed pretty above board?
There have been a few little niggles around people complaining about posters being taken down off buildings, and was that or was that not illegal? I haven't heard any issue. I was asked a question about, somebody asked me for some information about treating and to what point candidates had to stop putting on food and kava for potential constituents because they were aware of something that was happening in one part of the country. They just wanted to verify what the legal situation was in relation to that. Other than that, I haven't heard any issues around the campaigning. It seems to have been conducted in a fairly straightforward manner, with the sort of a bit of hullabaloo and noise, but other than that, no real issues.
And Facebook has really proven itself as a fierce campaign battleground at the moment too. What do you make of the conduct of candidates using that platform?
Well, I think it's important to stress that even though Facebook has played a more significant role than it did in 2012, it's still very much a new thing in terms of the overall political space. So whilst a number of candidates are making use of it, making use of setting up pages and using that as a way of disseminating information to supporters or setting up events to tell them when campaign events are taking place. Some people are making a lot of use of it, but there's also a significant number, probably the majority of candidates, that aren't making use of that platform. But it's definitely something that's taken on taken up more of the space than has been previously the case, which is what we would expect. We would expect that to become something that grows over time. Similarly, we've seen some of the more popular discussion groups, Facebook, being used by voters and members of the public to discuss different issues, whether it's around the process, whether it's the merits of particular candidates and those sorts of things. A lot of it is what a friend of mine described as boosterism, a lot of sort of, our person's better than your person, but it is definitely being used as part of the ongoing dialogue.
And amid all the hustle and bustle of the election period, there's been some criticism of how many female candidates are contesting for this. It's about 9, down from 17 in the 2012 elections. How do you think those 9 candidates will fare?
I think in terms of the absolute number of women that we end up with in Parliament, it's going to be very small and there will be a lot of disappointment around that. I think some women candidates are up against very strong fields in their constituencies. I think there are some strong women candidates, in particular one that I can think of that's contesting in the Tanna constituency, who has been preparing for this for a long time, so obviously has been gearing up and is very well placed. On EPI, there is also a woman contesting, and EPI does have a history of having had a female representative before, so she may benefit from that track record, and that community may be feeling a bit more at ease with the idea of having a woman represent them in Parliament.